Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? My name's Hartzell. That is Kitty.
Hello, Kitty.
Good afternoon, day, morning.
This is your KC Morning Show.
Doom and gloom.
Well, how about you just pick it up then? How about you turn this day around, Kitty, huh? How about you do that?
Sounds like a lot of work.
Got a little bit of fame. We took home a Best Podcast Award, and all of a sudden, Kitty wants to start flexing. You know what? I just don't feel it today. Today's not my day. You know what, Kitty? You know what?
What?
I want you to bring it. I want you to give us that fire intro. I want you to set the bar right now. Do this intro to the KC Morning Show.
Get all right, it. Mother truckers. It's your KC Morning Show.
There it is. What's your name?
Kitty and Hardy.
Yeah, baby. This is your KC Morning Show. You want to do a weather dealio now, Kitty? Now, are you ready?
It's freaking sprinkling.
There she is. You're high today. Happy hump day. Baby.
Yeah, that's it.
40 degrees. Got some rain. Periods of rain, as they say.
Don't.
Winds out of the east, southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. But tonight, giving way to cloudy skies and a high of 39, a shower, a snow, a thing might happen. I don't know, 24%. That's your weather dealio. No UV index. Most importantly, how are you feeling?
You know, thank goodness I feel a lot better.
Hey, got that negative. We got a report on that.
I got that neg.
Over here, step on the lead.
Yep.
My girl is negative.
Yes.
So now what do we do?
So now
what happens?
We need smelling salts. I don't know. I still don't have all my senses back. And you made this comment about like, oh, well, you lose some senses, maybe you gain others stronger. Mm-hmm. And like, where? Because actually I feel like my hearing has gone a little bit too, so like
I didn't know that was a thing.
I had the COVID nightmares. That was interesting.
You were an excellent COVID patient. I think I really helped, you know, will you back to life. If I'm being honest. I mean, I'm not saying I should, you know, be given an award. Should I be in consideration? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anyone else that could have taken care of me, so I do appreciate it.
Oh, Kitty, I got some news.
Yes.
So, you know, I had a little phone call with Pat the Bat from Charlie Hustle.
Ah.
Well, I am pleased
good
to...
Good phone call?
Well, I am pleased to inform you that for 2021, the KC Morning Show and Charlie Hustle, we gonna run it back!
Run it back.
We could not do this show without them. You know that. They helped us launch this whole thing, and I love Charlie Hustle since day one. So KCMS 20, all 2021, in-store and online. And guess what? I got some stuff for you.
Me?
I just checked my cart. You're going to like it. Got some long sleeves coming.
Oh.
Got some koozies.
Okay.
One more time. What's the promo code,
Kate? That is KCMS20.
Do it. Okay. So this is our first real show of 2021. Resolutions. What are we doing? Is that going to be a thing in 21?
Yeah. I opened a journal from last year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What did it say?
It was really kind of sad. I'm not going to lie, because I was super optimistic last year. I woke up early on the first day of the new year. I went out for coffee. I wrote in my freaking journal, you know, and I was like, life is good. Take time to stop and smell the roses. Boy, what the hell? I have no resolution this year besides apparently still trying to fulfill last year's.
Mm-hmm.
And
you smelled no roses.
I did not. And now I can't even smell my coffee. I mean, what?
Can't smell
what a year.
I took the complete opposite approach to that. I went into 2020 with no resolutions. I said, F that. I was kind of a cynic. I'm going to do the complete opposite this year. I think maybe I need to get back to a routine. Let's start writing things down. Let's achieve some tangible goals. And I thought, there's no better way to do that, Kitty. There's no better way to start than to put together a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
What a great way to start 21. You get your black eyed peas and a list of Hartzell. Courtesy of me, Hartzell. This comes from goodhousekeeping.com/health/wellness/advice. In 2021, calm down and ease your stress with a simple way to make resolutions. Organize. Maybe even pick up a new cute daily planner.
I had a planner last year. Actually, I got two planners last year. I was really using it. I did. And then I literally wrote COVID. Seriously.
They're saying this year we should make our goals short and sweet. So make a goal that you can check on every week or every 2 weeks. Like number one, building a better budget.
Kind of hard to do right now, right?
Well, once we get them stimmies, baby.
Shoot.
Let's go.
Shoot.
Number two, cook one new thing each week. Variety is a spice of life. This year, choose an easy dinner. Pick up a 30-minute prep book. I got that Star Wars cookbook in my cart. Think we need to open that up.
That's another thing. I received like 2 cookbooks last year. 3 now. I got a dog cookbook.
This right here, you can knock out 2 birds with 1 stone. Read more books. So maybe one of those books is a cookbook. It counts. It's 21, y'all. It counts.
That's on my short-term goals is to read a book.
How about this? Join a club. Some people say starting a new hobby. Well, maybe your hobby is meeting new people. Especially now, it's all digital. It's easy. Now, granted, it's a little bit more intimate, which is a barrier for some folks, but it may be the easiest it's ever been to join a club. When does college start back up?
Oh,
too soon?
Yeah, 5 days.
They got clubs? You're going to join one?
I'm not.
Do the college.
I don't.
Do the college.
I don't want to. Like, it's enough for me to get on Zoom and then have to see me and me have to interact. No, I don't want to. I don't want to do no virtual clubs. What is that? Hey guys, we're going to meet once a week. We're going to do origami. Everyone join Zoom for origami Wednesdays.
Yes, that's what we're doing now.
I'm not doing that.
How about this? Creating a cleaning schedule that you're going to stick to. See, if you can't tell, a lot of these have schedules built in. So this one says maybe we should start cleaning more.
We tried that yesterday. It went well.
I've realized apparently that if you, if you knock stuff out in chunks instead of all at once, it makes it quicker and easier.
Yeah.
What a concept.
What a concept.
What a concept. They say on this one, drink less alcohol.
I'm sorry, but my depression has asked me to plead the 5th.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to wrap it up with this because it's 21 and, we're all on the internet. We need validation from the internet. Share your resolutions one-on-one. So instead of going to Twitter, maybe you should actually have some one-on-one accountability. Feels more personal.
Instead of tweeting to the void, I should direct my tweets to certain people I have grudges and aggravations with, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You are ready. That right there. Shalista Hartzell.
I actually did have goals last year. It's kind of sad now that I think about it.
No, it's not. Think about this. The roller coaster, it's on its way back up. So now you can take that momentum into 2021 with those goals maybe that you had in 20. Go ahead and just carry those over. Mm. And now you got a little bit of headwind, or is that tailwind? You got some wind in your sails now, is what I'm trying to say. I think the best opportunity, Kitty, is now.
Well,
like John Cena said, your time is now. And unlike John, I can see your potential.
Like Moana said, I don't know how to sail. I'm self-taught.
Kitty, you want to do the news, girl? You want to do the news?
Jeez, I'm honestly...
I'm fired up now.
I'm scared of the news.
Wednesday, January 6th. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go, let's go. My name's Hartzell, that's Kitty. This is what we call a news break. There's irony in that statement. Because, how do you take a break with the news? In this economy? No shot. But with us and your KC Morning Hoes, we're just going to kick it. We're just a bunch of friends at a bar. It's a morning show, so it's brunch. Bottomless mimosas, as you know. And we're just, scrolling through the headlines, talking about it, tweeting, per use, getting a little bit too lit as all of it happens. It's the KC Morning Ho way. That's how we KC Morning Ho out. Am I right? Kitty, am I right? Am I right? Oh, come on.
I'm sipping cold coffee. Where's your bottomless mimosas coming from?
In the picture I just painted, Kitty. Mm. We're
Fantasy
drinking mimosas.
Island.
Yes. Your coffee could have a little something in it. What you putting in? A little liqueur?
Cyanide.
Oh, cyanide. Took a turn. All right. It's more of a last supper than a brunch. Okay. Duly noted for Kitty. I don't even know where to insert this in the news. I'm like watching this in real time. They've stormed the Bastille, Kitty.
In response, the police have fired tear gas. We've had several rounds of tear gas that have had protesters choking and their eyes streaming. Wolf, it is hard to say what the police presence is out here. I cannot see any sort of law enforcement. Right now, everything I'm seeing is protesters getting onto the grounds of the Capitol with very little pushback from law enforcement. Wolf.
What is going on? So I guess we do this now? What a terrible transition. COVID!
Well, we got our first coronavirus update of the new year in Kansas City, Missouri. Health Department now reports more than 900 new cases and 7 new deaths in the last week. Well, happening today from 9 to 6 at the Sam Rogers Health Center that will provide free testing for Missouri residents at Worlds of Fun. Well, last time, workers tested 700 people with a positivity rate above 17%.
Hey, Worlds of Fun. Shout out the homies over at Worlds of Fun. So go get some tests if you need it.
Yep. We are BFFs.
BFFs.
Me and Worlds of Fun.
Oh, you, oh.
They confirmed it a while ago.
Oh, not the show, you guys.
Me.
Y'all got a thing going on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. A lot of DMs sliding over there.
Yes.
And all the news now, Kitty, is about the vaccines, and it's not good news.
Locally, the number of people getting vaccinated appears low. Only 0.69% of the population being vaccinated right now, the lowest in the country. A spokesperson for Governor Laura Kelly told us some healthcare providers have not been trained on entering data into the CDC's new tracking system. That might be why the numbers are low in Kansas. In Missouri, only about 1.5% of the population has been vaccinated. We're told Governor Mike Parson will hold a press conference today to talk more about the process.
Hey, Mike, let me get some. I volunteer as tribute. Let me get that thing. I'm trying to get back out in these streets. How about we just all get vaccinated? How about that?
Yeah, too.
How about we herd immunity that?
How about it?
And I'm not a scientist. I don't pretend to be one. And I don't play one on TV or on the radio. But I do know that I like going out and I like to party. And I can't do that right now. And I like to do that soon.
Yeah.
That should be a PSA.
I don't even know if I would still know how to, you know, get down on the dance floor if I was allowed back out now. Like, we go to bed so early.
I don't know about going out and doing anything anymore. I'm going to be so socially awkward.
I'm not trying to get kicked out of the club because I look paranoid, and I know I'm going to look paranoid.
It's like the bartender who says, hey, you know, you can't be falling asleep at the bar. It's like, yo, man, you gotta chill out. You got to be cool. I don't know what I'm going to do with my hands.
Flashback into Johnny Cause, not even being able to, like, walk. Like, not, you know? You know what I mean?
No, I do not. Please continue.
Like, you're not even able to, like, get through a space. Like, when you're seriously just, like, ass and tits up other ass and tits, squishing together.
Some people would call that elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder, maybe.
The things I used to do in a bathroom stall, okay, at
Kitty,
rundown bar.
It's a morning show. This is giving me life. All the developments with the streetcar. I mean, you live up north. I live down the bottoms. Like, this is going to be so great. And now they're talking about extending it even further. Let's go.
North Kansas City officials passed a resolution in support of extending the Kansas City streetcar into North Kansas City. The next steps would be for North Kansas City officials to meet with Kansas City Streetcar Authority and discuss feasibility and planning and developing a proposal for implementation. Kansas City Water already began working on key water lines for the streetcar's current expansion. That expansion will extend the streetcar south to UMKC.
I know we just said how, you know, socially awkward we're going to be. All that is very true. I'm still going to make the effort to get after it.
I have been saying since the streetcar opened up how much better it would be if it went further. Like, everyone talks about Kansas City as, like, this growing metropolitan or whatever, but God, I would love to be able to go from the plaza to the airport on the streetcar. Cool would that be? Like, hello, New York.
We were in quarantine, so we missed all the snow, but the views from the windows here in the bottoms, it looked like, I don't know, looked like things went okay.
Got my negative test yesterday, so of course I felt a little buck wild. I went to the dollar store. But I did a little driving around, and there actually, I was out by my place, and it looked really good, except for, like, there was this one road that I swear, I don't know if that person wipes their own butt at home, but they should be plowing streets.
We got some new rules regarding the snow removal.
The plan comes from KCMO's new city manager, Brian Platt, who in his first few weeks on the job witnessed the city's response to a major snowstorm. Under the new policy, crews will now begin preparing and salting roads earlier than before in residential areas, even working overnight shifts, something the old policy prohibited. Platt says with more snow expected this winter, the city must and will be more efficient in plowing roads.
We can run the equipment we're using for more hours during the day. We have additional drivers and support staff that we can utilize to run that equipment and to maintain that equipment during storms. We can also be a little more proactive and aggressive in the way that we are clearing snow and ice from the street.
Good luck and Godspeed. Go get that snow. Okay, for those keeping track at home, there's now an armed standoff at the door of the house floor. the House of Representatives. Yes.
We're just like just watching this happen.
Hell of a Wednesday, Kitty. Hell of a hump day. Casey Carryout, have you heard of this challenge?
No.
This challenge is pretty simple. From now to the end of March, order carryout or delivery from a downtown restaurant on every Wednesday. The idea here is to help restaurants in the downtown area, like Spokes, where I visited, survive those lean winter months.
Like, people know we exist. People know what Spokes is. It's really getting people to then go on our website and order what the food is.
Okay, Kitty, we have to talk about the mall. What are these kids doing? This is my Mecca. That is holy ground.
Yeah, they are mall brawling.
Where am I going to go to get my steps?
Where
else am I going to go to see James and Paula from Overland Park? They are on borrowed time.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a fight. 500 teenagers?
I need to clean it up.
Starting today, security won't allow minors in the mall after 3 without an adult. Originally, that rule was reserved for weekends, but the mall management said in a statement after yesterday's shooting, quote, ownership is aware and has given permission to hire more security and off-duty police officers. We take these issues very seriously and will spare no expense.
Spare no expense, they said. We will get to the bottom of this.
There was another one yesterday.
Somebody got, like, shot in the head.
What are they shooting people in the head for at the damn mall?
I will not be denied my sweetly salted almonds from the Kansas City Nut Company. I will not be denied Auntie Anne's or her pretzels. And so help me God, if I don't get a chance to see that adorable golden doodle as I enter the pet store, I will cut somebody.
So you're going to be part of the problem?
No. I'm going to be part of the god solution. When it comes to the mall, it's all law and order for me.
Oh,
it's law and
no.
order. I guess we gotta go national now, Kitty, because I'm looking at the Chiron. Insurrection in Washington.
The voters, the courts, and the states have all spoken. They've all spoken. If we overrule them, it would damage our republic forever. If this election were overturned by mere allegations from the losing side, our democracy would enter a death spiral. We'd never see the whole nation accept an election again. Every 4 years would be a scramble for power at any cost.
Oh, yeah, you don't say. Where was that days ago, weeks ago, months ago? Oh, Mitch. Bye, Mitch.
We are going to begin today with Georgia.
There is the major political development this morning that Democrats are one step closer to taking control of the U.S. Senate.
I am going to the Senate to work for all of Georgia.
But the election of a black man to statewide office in the South is also an emotional and a historic moment. Black Americans have rarely won these kind of elections. And now ABC News is projecting that Reverend Raphael Warnock, the senior pastor at one of America's most historic black churches, will win one of Georgia's 2 Senate seats decided by voters. The senator he is projected to defeat, Senator Kelly Loeffler, a strong supporter of the president, is still not conceding this morning.
We have a path to victory and we're staying on it.
In the other Senate race here between Republican Senator David Perdue and Democrat candidate John Ossoff, it is still too close to call. Democrats need to win both seats to win control of the Senate, and they will already have control of the White House and the House of Representatives.
And just so we know, Ossoff is going to win. Kitty, you know what that means.
Stimmies.
Stimmies! Mitch better have my money!
Did you see that on Twitter?
I did.
Ah.
I stole it.
Yeah.
All right, Kitty, I go to you for this one. You are the Kitty correspondent. Is Tanya dead or what? What's the update?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, so she...
Yeah, she died twice. I mean, so they prematurely... I just looked it up. They prematurely announced that she had died on Sunday night. And then Monday morning they came back and they were like, just kidding. She's not dead.
Right. That's what I thought the
update
was.
But then she passed on Monday evening.
Oh, see, I didn't actually get the
from a UTI. Yeah.
UTI?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Actress Tanya Roberts, who was presumed dead days ago. Yes, she did actually die. She was 65, best known for her roles in that 70s show, Charlie's Angels.
And she was Sheena of the Jungle? Is that what it is?
I would guess so.
Yeah, you don't know. Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. It's a comic thing. You would like it. She was one of the first fictional American comic book Jungle Girl heroines.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, she was before Wonder Woman, actually.
R.I.P.
There's been actually a lot of stuff that's already happened that has made 2021 nuts.
Hey, no. Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Nothing but smooth sailing.
Listen, this is from the Twitter. Okay. 2021, wild. Kanye cheated on Kim with Jeffree Star, supposedly. Dr. Dre had an aneurysm, and then people tried to rob him. Trump got caught on tape. Tanya Roberts died twice. Mitch McConnell got fired. Pinch refused to stand by Trump. Wild.
What a time to be alive.
What is happening?
Finally, Kitty, let's wrap it up with this. We were talking cookbooks earlier. This is another one. Maybe chalk it up to what is going on. Christmas tree recipes, Kitty.
Once Christmas is over, we see our streets flooded with millions of discarded trees ready for landfill. My Little Green Cookbook's 22 delicious recipes with ideas such as Christmas tree cured salmon, spruce flavored ice cream, and Christmas tree alcohol ask that we extend the life of our Christmas tree by celebrating it around the dinner table.
Well, our tree is plastic.
So. Maybe more of a garnish than anything else. How about some Christmas tree pickles?
How about you grind it up and roll a
I think you might be onto something.
I think I might be onto something.
You gotta fight for your right to fight!
The KC Morning Show.
Sports! Let's do a sports thing. Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler. Hello, my brother. How did you ring in the new year? Tell me everything.
Everything, man. I feel like you set me up for like these big, grandiose stories. Like, all right, Benny Heisler's here. How is he going to celebrate the new year? Man, we put our son to bed at around 7:15, 7:30. Then my wife and I watched a show or two. I don't even remember what the show. You know what it was? It was that new HBO show, The Flight Attendant.
An excellent show. Loved it.
Yeah, Kaylee Cuoco's getting it done. So I enjoyed the show. We watched a couple episodes. Poured myself a glass or two of. Have you ever tried Screwball peanut butter whiskey? I'm like slowly becoming more into bourbon, but like I've just never been a good whiskey drinker. But somebody back in April told me about this and I kind of forgot about it. It is spectacular. So I was just hanging with a couple glasses of this throughout the rest of the evening and had myself an enjoyable time watching The Flight Attendant and sipping on some Screwball whiskey. So that was my New Year's, man. In the life of COVID with a child and a pregnant wife, there's not a whole lot that you're going to be out doing.
In this new 2021, that is exactly the persona I want from you, Benny. I want the gambling man sitting back, sipping on some type of peanut butter bourbon, watching something sophisticated with his lady. I love it. I really think this is your wrestling gimmick, Benny. We found it.
Plus also, like, if I wanted to really go all out, that wouldn't have been smart because I had New Year's 6-day bets for college football coming out the next day. I wanted to make sure that I was able to go ahead and jump in on those if I needed to. So you take it easy the night before, not a whole lot of action that day, and I learned that that was probably a smart idea because my college football bets did not go very well.
Bougie Benny, I love this character. I cannot wait to see this man headlining WrestleMania. Henny Mania, not quite running wild all over Arrowhead, but you know what? It was fine. We got to see some Chiefs football on a Sunday, so all was right in the world. Benny, give us a recap.
The second loss of the season for Kansas City, both of their losses coming at Arrowhead. Listen, I think if there was a couple things to actually take away, is that Chad Henne looked competent in the event that, God forbid, anything were to happen to Mahomes come the postseason. He was efficient, didn't turn the ball over. You had a solid game out of Darwin Thompson. So I think the Chiefs started to recognize that, in the event that they're dealing with some running back issues, this is still a guy that they can, take a swing with. He led the team in receptions, in addition to having 14 carries on the ground, had 2 total touchdowns. So, like, I still think this guy could be solid down the road. I just don't know what his role is going to be. And, yeah, the defense gave up 38, but they really – that was a game that they just kind of needed to show up for. They didn't have to prove anything because they already had the number one seed locked up. So, salute to the Chiefs for getting it done early, now having that first round bye. That's so critical. And teams like Buffalo and Pittsburgh that are sort of getting in on sort of those early seeds, where normally a team like Buffalo, the number 2 seed, would have already had a bye with Kansas City, Now they have to go and match up in the upcoming week. So it's going to be the Colts and the Bills Saturday. And I got to tell you, man, like, that's going to be a pretty fascinating matchup. So, again, Kansas City, by taking care of business in the early part of the season, they didn't cover a lot of games against the spread, Hartzell, but the fact that they got it done early gives them a distinct advantage to be able to have a bye and get everybody healthy.
I'm going to go ahead and do this to you. All right, this is award season. Everybody's giving their best of list. Benny, give us the KC Morning Showman of the regular season. Benny, can you do that for me?
First of all, of course I can do it. I mean, that's not an issue. You
actually, know,
you're talking about heel turn Benny right here. Of course.
I love it.
Here's the thing. Do I give it to Mahomes, who, while he was the MVP candidate and the lead MVP candidate for most of the season, probably won't get it. It'll likely go to Aaron Rodgers. Or do I give it to Travis Kelce for his record-breaking season as a tight end? Because I'd give it to both, because I feel like both are both opportunistic and deserve the Casey Showman of the regular season. But is that, if I give it to both, am I splitting the baby here? Do I need to make a decision one for all? I can't split this here?
I need you to go ahead and make a call. Listen, we're not doing this whole time, you know, persons of the year. Oh, no, I want a call.
One,
I need to draw
done.
A line in the sand, Benny Heiss.
One and done. All right. So then I'm going to give it to Travis Kelce. I think based off the type of body of work that he had over the course of the season, he had literally a record breaking year at his position, arguably the greatest season for a tight end in the history of the NFL. And so if I can't give it to him this year, I don't know when I will be able to over Mahomes, unless he goes ahead and does it again next year. You know what I realized too, Hartzell, that Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski are the same age. Same age. Gronk, obviously, when he played during those Patriots heydays, was the most dominant tight end in all of the NFL. You know, Kelce has become that guy since Gronkowski really started to go in the twilight of his career. But I didn't realize that at this level, at the same age, he is still as dominant as ever.
That's
and
wild.
So I think even with the type of year that Mahomes had, he was outstanding because he's Mahomes. I will give it to Travis Kelce this year. I think he's earned it.
And, you know, maybe we're just spoiled, but it seems like he's got a bunch more seasons left to do even more craziness. It's going to be wild to watch, man.
No doubt about it. Like, it's an offense that is clicking, that just understands timing as well as anybody. The offensive line wasn't great, but it was adequate enough to be able to give Mahomes enough time to be able to make plays down the field. And when they didn't, he was able to improvise on his own as well. So I at some point, Father Time does catch up with you. And I don't know when that will happen for Kelce. What I do know is that it doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon.
That's Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heiss. Henny Mania will have to wait, but I tell you right now, Bougie Benny, that mania is running wild, baby, running wild all over you.
But I like it. I think I might go on Twitter right now and see if Bougie Benny has been taken by anyone, because if I needed an alter ego, I got it.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty, happy hump day, baby. How you doing?
Not in the mood.
Not in the mood? Not in the mood? What do you mean?
Not in the mood for no hump day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
She's here. Hey, give her hell, kitty. You give her hell. You show her who's boss.
Damn you, womanhood.
You got some wisdom for us, kitty. Some Wednesday wisdom, our first.
Oh, shit.
Of 2021. What?
I don't.
What? Kitty! You had one job. This is not, kitty, all day we've been trying to set the bar high, trying to show these folks that we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But alas, here we are. Well, oh my God, they're blasting the windows out of the Capitol. My
okay,
God.
Let's get okay. Some positivity.
KC Morning Show.
Let's do this.
Kitty, take it away.
The future depends on what you do today. Gandhi.
Okay.
I never look back, darling. It distracts from the now. Edna, The Incredibles.
Incredibles too.
That was
what
good.
A film. Dare I say, better than the first? I just saw it a couple days ago. First time. Long time listener, first time caller.
All right, I'm going to botch the name, but life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. Kierkegaard.
One more time.
Kierkegaard. She leaves a little sparkle wherever she goes. Kate Spade.
Look for handbags.
Don't think there are no second chances. Life always offers you a second chance. It's called tomorrow. That's Nicholas Sparks, baby.
Woo! Give me that rom-com. from old Nikki Sparks.
No matter how hard the past, you can always begin again. That was Buddha and Taylor Swift.
Honestly, one and the same.
Well, yes. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. That's Eleanor Roosevelt.
You know, she was wise. She was a wise woman.
I did then what I knew how to do. Now that I know better, I do better. Maya Angelou.
I like the way you say Angelou.
Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let us begin. Mother Teresa. I don't know where I'm going from here, but I promise it won't be boring. That's great late David frickin' Bowie.
Woo! Love you, Starman. Guys, it's hard to follow Bowie, but let's do two more.
Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
All right, Kitty, here we go. Let's wrap it up with this words of wisdom from Kitty on your KC Morning Show. What you got?
You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. C.S. Lewis.
To dream the impossible dream. I'll make time. You got an original? It's facial expression. That is not a quote, Kitty.
Yeah. The train comes calling. You better start running. Always wanted to hitchhike on a train.
Profound. Profound words of wisdom from Kitty on your KC Morning Show. Kitty, great job today. So happy to see you feeling better. You got a little color back. The spark is back. It never left. It was just a bit dimmed. I feel like I'm digging a hole here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where can people find you? On the internet. And soon to be back in them streets.
Back in them streets. I got a new suit. I'm very excited. So.
Two completely related things.
Yes. At Holy Hearts.
You can get me at Hartzell965. You can get the show at The KC Morning Show on Facebook and Instagram. And at KC Morning Show on the old Twitterverse.
Hit us up. We're cool people.
Send us your resolutions.
Yeah.
Tell me all your thoughts on God.
Well, that's a stretch for Kill Kitty here, but
It's been a very existential show today. Unintentionally existential. Ooh.
It's beautiful.
And that's all I got. My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. Thanks as always to Benny Heiss. He's the best. A good day to be a Kansas Cityan, Kitty.
Law and order.
We'll see you in the morning.
Give me that stimmy.